Blackstone Audio presents Heart of the City, 9 stories of love and serendipity on the streets of New York, by Ariel Sabar. For Meg, who first caught my eye in the mess hall slop line.
A city is, properly speaking, more poetic even than a countryside. For while nature is a chaos of unconscious forces, a city is a chaos of conscious ones. The crest of the flower or the pattern of the lichen may or may not be significant symbols. But there is no stone in the street and no brick in the wall that is not actually a deliberate symbol, a message, as much as if it were a telegram or a postcard. G.K. Chesterton.
Introduction. In its original telling, the story of how my parents met has a tidy simplicity. Yonah Sabar was born to an illiterate mother and peddler father in a mud hut in the mountains of Kurdish Iraq. Stephanie Kruger was born to a Manhattan CEO and his fashionable wife, holders of season tickets to the Metropolitan Opera. Yonah, 27, had been in America for less than a year for graduate school at Yale. He was depressed, homesick, and lonely, and was in New York for a long weekend to see friends from back home who now lived in the East Village. Stephanie, 28, was a caseworker at a foster agency in upstate New York. But her relationship with a boyfriend was on the rocks, so she drove to Manhattan for a few days to be with her parents. It was Labor Day 1966, late morning. Yonah's friends had gotten up early to see a parade, but Yonah was too dejected to join them. He wandered the streets and eventually walked under an arch into a leafy refuge of curving paths in the heart of Greenwich Village. A sign said Washington Square Park. Yonah wanted only to clear his head, to think. But then a woman caught his eye. She was in a raincoat and was photographing people, beggars, unwashed street musicians, on benches around the central fountain. Her subjects reminded Yonah of his countrymen, hard-luck immigrants to Israel who struggled for a sense of belonging in their new country. He did not know then that the woman's name was Stephanie Kruger, or that she was an amateur photographer whose parents lived just a few blocks away. Watching her flit through the park with her camera, he knew only that he wanted to talk to her, to see if she knew something about this country and its people that he had yet to grasp. He closed his eyes for a moment, then opened them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?